At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. Joining us this time on Metroscope is Susanna Morgan. She's been the Chief Executive Officer since November of 2012. Prior to joining Oregon Food Bank, Susanna led the fight against hunger in Alaska for more than a decade as Executive Director of Food Bank Alaska. Under Susanna's leadership, Oregon Food Bank has implemented a bold strategic plan that addresses both the need for nutritious food today and for long-term solutions to hunger. Early successes include a focus on the distribution of fresh produce, a growing connection between hunger and health, the expansion of nutrition education throughout Oregon, and growing capacity to organize communities to advocate for systemic change. Susanna is also an active leader in the National Network of Food Banks, Feeding America, and currently serves on the National Council. What do you not do, Susanna? At this point, it seems like you do it all.
Sleep. There's not much time for sleep.
Well, it's good to have you today. How's everything going?
Well, things are great, thank you. This is the holiday time, Thanksgiving time, which of course gives us all an extra focus on making sure no one is hungry. It sucks to be hungry any day, but it particularly sucks when you know that your neighbors are celebrating.
Mm-hmm. I imagine it's kind of a chaotic time for you this time of year around the offices, etc.
It is a little bit exciting, yes.
So let's dive into Oregon Food Bank and what it's all about and what role they play in the community. Let's just kind of start at the ground level for folks who are listening and want to know what you guys are all about.
Yeah. So the concept behind food banking is that on the one hand, we have a food industry that has edible surplus food that can't be sold. And on the other hand, we have 750,000 people experiencing hunger. And so food banks exist to put them together. We collect tens of millions of thousands of pounds of food from growers and manufacturers and retailers and the general public, and we get that food through a system of regional food banks and partner agencies and food pantries and soup kitchens out to the hundreds of thousands of people experiencing hunger. So that is functionally our role, is to be this logistical conduit for food. And we've been doing that for 35 years, and we've started to realize, hey, this is great. We're actually starting to get close to getting enough food out to everyone. But the day we hit our mark, the day in which everyone is fed, we'll have to do it again the next day and the day after that. And so we're also asking ourselves the tough questions about how do we actually get at the root causes of hunger? How do we change the rules of society so that no one ends up hungry? How do we put ourselves out of business? So it's a small problem, a nice, cheerful one for the holidays, but that's what we do.
Okay. And just if you could, what is the scope of hunger in Oregon right now? And just if you have any numbers you want to throw out, or just kind of what would be a good way to give people an idea of what folks are going through in our state to kind of localize it?
Yeah. So we estimate that about 750,000 people are hungry and ask for food assistance in Oregon and Southwest Washington. That's about 1 in 5 of our neighbors that is experiencing hunger to the point that they are asking for help. But we have good news on that front. That's huge. That number is huge. We would, if that were a disease, we would call it an epidemic. But the good news is that it actually, for the first time in my 22 years in food banking, it's going down. This extended economic growth period that we have had in Oregon and in the greater Portland area is finally leaving us to bend the curve and for hunger to be going down. So our most important question that we're asking ourselves now is, how do we keep that up? How do we keep driving hunger out of our communities?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, that's definitely good to hear. But at the same time, obviously, you know, I can imagine that you would never be satisfied on the business end until there's, you know, no one left hungry. And also you want to make sure that that number continues to decrease. Tell us a little bit about the people that you serve and the people who are experiencing hunger in our state as well as Southwest Washington and just what those people are like.
Yeah. People who are experiencing hunger are just like you and me with a set of circumstances that have been tweaked for the worse. The biggest majority of people who are experiencing hunger are working, have someone in the household who is working, our kids and our seniors. And something has not worked in their lives. They've lost their job. Their income just isn't sufficient to cover the basic cost of living. As you can imagine, housing is just insane. The price of housing is just insane. They're living on a fixed pension, and other prices, particularly housing, keep going up. So we are, when you look around, so go imagine yourself in the grocery store and imagine yourself looking around. A number of those folks who will be around you on any given day are people who are trying to figure out how they're going to pay their grocery bill today. And if you aren't one of them, if your listeners aren't one of them, then just imagine losing your job, having a car accident, having a big health issue. You, all of us, are really only one unfortunate occurrence away from hunger if we're not currently there right now. So this is not us and them. This is all us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's important to kind of clarify that divide. I think that was well done by you. If someone needs food assistance, how can they find it? What can they do to get on board with your program?
Oh, yeah. We have 1,200 food pantries, soup kitchens, senior centers, after-school programs, shelters all across the state. Every community of size across the state has a food assistance site available to help folks. And you can find it on the OregonFoodBank.org website. There is a need help button. You click on it, and it will give you allow you to put in your zip code, and you just go there. And by zip code, it will show you what's around your area. We update that all the time to make sure it's current. Or if you prefer to make a phone call, 211 operates statewide. They're connected into our database. So you just punch in 211 on your mobile phone, and they'll help guide you to the nearest food assistance site. What keeps me up at night is worrying that there are neighbors out there who need help but haven't asked for it. So if you listening to this and you need help, please ask. We want to help you. And we know that when you're back on your feet, you're going to help someone else.
Mm-hmm. This is Susanna Morgan, CEO of Oregon Food Bank. And I've been on your guys' website a bunch, OregonFoodBank.org, just to kind of look around. And you have a bunch of different programs going. I mean, people can volunteer either seasonally or really whenever. They can donate. Just what are some of the programs that you guys have going? Would you like to elaborate on those?
Yeah. So in addition to providing the flow of food through Oregon Food Bank to every corner of our state and Southwest Washington, we also offer cooking, nutrition, and grocery shopping on a budget classes for folks who could use some additional skills. We offer gardening on a budget classes for, again, for folks who would like to cultivate their own food. We're finding that those gardening classes are particularly effective with immigrant communities, in large part because immigrant communities have mad gardening skills. They gardened in Russia or Somalia or Bangladesh, where their home countries were, and they just need to understand how to do it in Oregon conditions, and they become much more self-sufficient. So we offer those gardening skills as well. We have a huge volunteer program at our facilities here in Northeast Portland and in Beaverton. 40,000 people come through and volunteer. That's larger than the entire population of Lake Oswego. Just wrap your heads around that.
Wow.
And we love to have folks come in and volunteer, partly because we need the help to sort the food, and partly because if you've been inside our building volunteering, you understand the scope and scale of the hunger problem. What we don't need for your listeners is for them to volunteer between now and December 31st. We're going to find ourselves swamped with folks volunteering. We're going to really need your help in January and February. So make yourself a promise now or get online now. You can sign up for January and February shifts right now and help us keep the food flowing after the holidays.
Okay. So that's a listen and kind of a deep dive into how you can volunteer. And again, OregonFoodBank.com also, or .org, pardon me, OregonFoodBank.org has all of this information about different ways you can give, a little bit about their work, hunger in Oregon, numbers, things like that. Maybe just to dive back into the folks who need help, who might be listening out there, so they can go onto the website and then come in. But just how does the whole process work? I mean, as far as how you kind of, I don't know if you enlist in asking for assistance when it comes to getting food, or could you just kind of describe a little bit more in depth how that whole thing works?
Sure. There are so many sites for getting food assistance, and each site has is run by a separate set of volunteers and a separate 501c3 nonprofit. So there are different standards and processes at each of these sites because, as you can imagine, it is a huge community web. That said, every site ought to be welcoming, ought to be able to provide services in more than just English, have translation services available. Every site ought to have the opportunity for people to be able to choose foods that meet their cultural needs, what you know how to cook, what you have in your pantry already. So we work across this network of 1,200 food pantries and soup kitchens to make sure that we are as centered on the experience of people experiencing hunger, so that they feel, anyone who is experiencing hunger at the moment feels welcome and heard, and that they have an opportunity to participate in getting the nutrition they need for themselves and their families.
Okay. And then Oregon Food Bank's work is sometimes described as food today, food tomorrow, and food for all. Can you explain that phrase?
Yeah. As I was mentioning earlier, Oregon Food Bank is both working on this massive multi-million pound food distribution and working on trying to put ourselves out of business. It's this constant question of how do we balance the making sure no one is missing meal today with also not enabling a system that allows people to end up hungry in the first place. And so when we think of food today, food tomorrow, food for all, food today is the actual distribution of food through this network of 1,200 food pantries and soup kitchens across the state and our 21 regional food bank partners. Food tomorrow is how do we work with individuals and families who are currently needing food assistance to give them additional skills and resilience, and that is our gardening education and our cooking education classes. And food for all is how do we change the systems or the rules of the game so that no one ends up hungry in the first place. And we do that through public policy work. So, for instance, we spend a lot of time working on affordable housing because we know that people are ending up in food pantry lines because they can't afford rent and food, that becomes a pressing issue. We've spent time working on access to affordable health care because we know that a medical crisis is one of the primary reasons someone ends up in a food pantry line. So working upstream, if you will, saying, why are you here? Oh, you're here because of this. Okay, how can we do prevention work so that in the future fewer people will end up here, through public policy work and through community organizing? We don't always have to wait for our elected officials to solve our problems. Communities can come together and build a garden or fix a bridge so that farmers can get their food to market, or rally around their rural grocery store so that hub of the community is saved. So we've got these different strategies to work on the root causes of hunger, so that maybe in 20 or 30 or 50 years, Oregon Food Bank won't have to exist.
Mm-hmm. And then you were kind of getting to it there a little bit, but just as far as what makes Oregon Food Bank's work unique and innovative, can you just speak to that a little bit more about kind of your operations and what makes you guys unique and hopefully kind of efficient in helping the cause that you're trying to get done?
Yeah, so I'm a 22-year food banker, and before I came to Oregon 6 years ago, I ran the Food Bank of Alaska for almost 12 years, and you can imagine food assistance in Alaska is a different thing. For one thing, there are very few roads, and so you're doing a lot of food distribution by airplane, and I think I'm the only food banker who's had to shut down a food assistance site because the polar bears came in off the ice.
Oh, wow.
So anyway.
they were looking for food.
They were right, exactly. I was drawn to Oregon Food Bank for two really unique reasons, and then there have been a couple things since then that have been really innovative. So what drew me to Oregon Food Bank 6 years ago was the fact that we say that we're working on the root causes of hunger right there in our mission statement. The fact that we are both doing the hard work of trying to get food to people today, and we're doing the intellectually hard work and sort of social engineering work of trying to figure out how to put ourselves out of business. It's not either or, it's both and. That's pretty unique in the food banking world to say we're about both of those things. So I find that fascinating and incredibly satisfying to be working on such a deep set of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other reason I came to Oregon Food Bank was our network, this network of 21 regional food banks and 1,200 food pantries across the entire state that work collaboratively together. We get together with our regional food banks quarterly, and we make decisions together, and we spread best practices together, and we can speak as a single voice. That is, there is no other state in the country that has that level of unity in this work. And so there I am in Alaska going, okay, well, I can spend the next 20 years in Alaska building that, or I can go to Oregon where they've built that level of collaboration and unity, and I can see where that can take us. So those are both two things that are really unique to Oregon. And then since I've been here, there are a couple other things that have just really come to the forefront as truly unique. One is this connection to healthcare. We have just come to realize deep in our bones that people can't be healthy if they aren't eating nutritious food. You'd think this would be obvious. We certainly know this as parents. But really seeing hunger as fundamentally a public health issue and taking that to the healthcare system and saying, won't you partner with us? Won't you be part of the solution to hunger? Because until we solve hunger, we're never going to get everybody into a place of well-being. And we now have 350 health clinics across the state that are screening people for hunger and providing some kind of local customized intervention for hunger. That is incredibly unique. And it's a step, and it feels like it's going to become a trampoline, and we will see that connection to healthcare move us forward. So that is another big thing. And then the last thing I would mention would be client-centered decision-making. We have really come to realize that if we are going to end hunger, we have to have people who are currently or recently experienced hunger leading the charge. Their voices need to be affecting our design of what programming we're going to do. They need to be affecting the implementation. They need to be speaking to decision makers and our elected officials, that we need to have well-meaning middle-class people like me step back and say, no, it is the people whose experience is real and authentic and current that need to be in the center of this work. And so I'm really excited about leaning into that shift in leadership to people experiencing hunger.
Mm-hmm. So multiple decades of experience in the hunger relief industry, if you will, for you. That was all really good insight. Could you kind of compare where hunger was when you first started and to where it is now, and maybe since you've been in Oregon, what's kind of surprised you the most over the past 6 years?
Yeah. So in my 22 years of food banking, this year is the very first year that hunger is actually going down. So 21 years I've seen hunger go up, stabilize, go up again. And this is the first time I've actually seen us turn the corner. So this is giving me enormous hope for the future. That said, it's going down, but it's still not to pre-recession levels. So still higher than the 2000 level of hunger in Oregon. So can we get back to where we were before the Great Recession hit? Then I will really be doing a happy dance. what I would say is really unique about fighting hunger in Oregon, about what the conditions are different, is partly about what I was saying about the unity of purpose, this collaborative network that's been built around Oregon is absolutely unique and gives me incredible hope. But the other thing I would say is that we grow a heck of a lot of food here in Oregon. We grow 200 commercial food crops here in Oregon. We literally have enough food grown in Oregon soil to feed everyone. And so we don't have a supply problem. In Alaska, we didn't grow enough food. We just didn't. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, kind of tough given the climate up there, yeah.
But there wasn't enough crops. In Oregon, we have enough food. And so we've got to figure out the connection between the supply of food and the people who need it. And that is a problem that can be solved. And so it gives me enormous hope and energy and excitement that in my career we will get to this place where we actually have no one going to get fed hungry.
I think that that's important for people to hear, because I know just before you even said that I thought, all right, I didn't even know either way, do we have enough food or do we not in the state of Oregon, but it's good to hear that we do, and the problem is just about kind of the supply chain there. I would imagine that maybe what you're most proud of is the fact that hunger's going down this year during your time serving and working in the hunger relief industry. But what are you most proud of over your 22 years of experience here?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely most proud of that we're turning the curve. And while I give a lot of the credit to the continued economic growth, I think that our collaboration with communities across the state is part of that. Mm-hmm. I'm proud that we don't shy away from the hard questions. I often feel like we set ourselves we human beings ask ourselves questions to which we can see an answer, so that we can be successful. And I'm just so proud of us at Oregon Food Bank that we've set ourselves on the big question of why are people hungry in the first place and how can we chip away at doing that. And I, to use Martin Luther King's phrase, I don't see the whole staircase. I don't know how we are going to eliminate poverty and racism and all of the root causes, but I know it's the right question. And I know as long as we keep chipping away at that question, we will make progress.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I was going to ask you, I mean, is it possible to end hunger? It is one of those long questions that we always kind of come back to, and there's a million different ways to maybe attempt to solve it, and the same can be said with other problems that society is facing, like you mentioned, education, healthcare, racism, things along those lines. But yeah, I mean, do you think it is possible to end hunger completely?
I do. I absolutely think it's possible. I honestly don't think it will happen in my lifetime. I think it'll take a couple generations, but I have to believe that human beings are essentially good, that we essentially want to build communities that work for everyone. We don't agree on the ways, and we have lots of different challenges around the tactics, but I think we all agree on the goal, and I believe we're going to get there.
That's awesome to hear. All right, Giving Tuesday's coming up, November 27th. This is part of the reason we wanted to have you on. So a simple donation of $25 provides an equivalent of 75 meals. Tell us a little bit about that. How does Oregon Food Bank make that money stretch so far?
Well, we were talking a little bit earlier about how much food we grow here in Oregon. And Oregon Food Bank has access to the excess food that is grown that is not saleable. So it's the potatoes that are too big, too small, the ones that look like Richard Nixon, the funny looking produce that can't be sold is left in a field or in a warehouse, and we have access to it, and we just need trucks to go and get it and pick it up and bags to get it into quantities that can get out to families. And so we can get it for cents on the dollar to get that Oregon-grown food to people, which is why we can do three meals for a dollar, is because we have access to the source of food that you and I in the grocery stores don't have access to, but that is out there in abundance for our folks. And so, yes, absolutely, if we can ask our community to please just step up with a $5, $10, $25 donation on Giving Tuesday, we can do so much with it. And with it, we can support our agricultural community, and we can support our people who are experiencing hunger in the house next door to you right now.
Mm-hmm. And again, Giving Tuesday is the global day of giving. It occurs this year on November 27th. It's held annually on the Tuesday after Thanksgiving, and it's the widely recognized widely recognized shopping events, Black Friday and Cyber Monday. It'll kick off the holiday giving season. People can give back to the Oregon Food Bank on Giving Tuesday. Every donation, $25, provides 75 nutritious meals to families, seniors, and veterans, and everyone else who's in need. Donate at OregonFoodBank.org/GivingTuesday. All right, Susanna, is there anything else we should go over? Do you want to clarify how people can donate, or do you think we're good?
I think we are good. Okay. Did I miss anything you wanted me to touch on?
I don't think so. I think you hit it out of the park. OregonFoodBank.org is where you can donate. Susanna, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
We were talking today with Susanna Morgan, CEO of Oregon Food Bank. Metroscope is an Entercom Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.